Blog Talk Radio.
Shepherd, shepherd, gentle shepherd, show me how to go. Help me, guide me to green pastures, through the blinding snow. Little lambs can go astray.
Careful how we hear, because what is promised in these situations is usually some temporary benefit. And I believe that as I was asking God, what did he want to say today, it seems that I heard these words, that our choice is temporary goodies or eternal treasure. Because what is really promised are the riches of Christ, and in fact, a greater experience of Christ himself. For when we seek God first, all these things become inconsequential. When we have such a gaze and such a view of God, all these things are not nearly as important. And besides all that, they're in God's domain anyway, not in ours. Because listen to this. This is what the Bible said. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not freely give us all things in him? How shall he not freely give us all things in him? It's from Romans 8. See, all is in Jesus, isn't it? In Colossians we are told that in him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So we the children of God, are eternal beings. From the moment we were begotten of God, as Scripture says, his seed is in us. Pay attention to what you hear. See what great truths come to us from the mouth of God. And Jesus said, we live by what? Every word proceeding out of the mouth of God. And what the Scriptures tell us is that he would freely give us all things in Christ. You want to know something? God ain't stingy. God is not stingy. And we don't need to be like beggars hoping to get a little something out of God. Paul in Ephesians tells us he has blessed us already with every blessing. It's up to us to, I'll say, help ourselves to that which God so freely gives. God is not stingy. Because when I read this, it says, by the standard of measure, it will be measured to you, and more shall be given to you as well. More shall be given besides. And I just thought of, you know, there are some good examples of that illustrate this way of God. Rebecca is out there tending her sheep, and along comes Eliezer. And Eliezer asks for a drink of water. And what happens next? She gives him a drink of water and says, I will water your camels as well. Gave what you need and more besides. Jesus, the nobleman, comes to him and says his son is very ill. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. And the son is healed. And his whole household is saved. More besides. There's always more besides. Solomon got riches and long life as well as the wisdom for which he asked. And then, well, there's another better story than either of those. I'll get to in a minute, because I thought of this. When Jesus had been teaching in John 17, and so the disciples say, increase our faith. So Jesus tells a story. He says, if you know, when a servant does what he does, he doesn't really get thanks. And he says, so with you. When you have done what you should be doing, say this, we are unprofitable servants. Unprofitable. So Jesus continues a little bit later on this same concept by saying this. So if someone wants your shirt, give him your jacket too. If someone wants you to go with him 1 mile, go too. You see, the profit is in the second mile. The first mile is duty. The second mile is profit. The shirt is duty. The jacket is where the profit is. And God gives where the profit is. So imagine this. The prodigal son. We all know the story we call the prodigal son, which I think is the wrong title. But you already know that. And it might be the best story of giving more besides. So imagine for a moment, here's this prodigal returning home. He's heartsick, he's broken, he's trudging up the road to his father's house. And can you see the house there? And can you see the father standing there, his arms crossed, he's tapping his foot, and he's squinting, he said, just dear. Isn't that how the story goes? No. He runs to him and embraces him. And can you see this father handing his son a shovel and says, get to work. Oh, and here's a pair of overalls. Again, it's no, isn't it? He dresses him in party clothes. And he doesn't limit his food intake. He throws a feast for him. See, all the kid wanted was a job as a hired hand, and somehow maybe he could wriggle his way back into his father's love and respect. But instead, the father gave him back everything and everything else besides. God, our Father, is not stingy. He is the one who sent his son that we might have life and have it, not just life, but have it more abundant.